go for the stars.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is the Produce Your Own Life podcast. Life is a script. It's time to write your story. Welcome your host, actor, director, producer, writer, and author of the recently released book, Shattered, A Journey Through the Pieces. The man who inspires millions through storytelling and interviews. The one, the only, Rodney Damon Collins. Go for the stars.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is the Produce Your Own Life podcast. Life is a script. It's time to write your story. Welcome your host, actor, director, producer, writer, and author of the recently released book, Shattered, A Journey Through the Pieces. The man who inspires millions through storytelling and interviews. The one, the only, Rodney Damon Collins.
What's going on? This is Aaron Jennings, and you are listening to the Produce Your Own Life show with Rodney Damon Collins.
What's up, what's up, what's up? My name is Rodney Damon Collins. This is the Produce Podcast, also on the Rodney Damon Collins TV network. Make sure you like, make sure you subscribe, make sure you share this channel. I love to share good vibes with you people. I love to encourage you. I love to lift you up, not only with just my content, but I bring on a lot of stuff for you. I have good podcast subjects that are going to educate you on finances, educate you on just life, period. But you know what? I have a little rant right now that I want to talk to you about. It's definitely addressed to the actors out there, because with me being an actor, and you see I'm representing for my Cleveland Cavaliers, what's up, Cavs? I think you guys are going to take some nice steps forward this year. Proud of you guys. But I want to talk to some of the actors out there, but also anybody else who's listening, who's working on doing something, moving forward in an endeavor in life. There's nothing wrong with you. Contrary to what you may be thinking, your self-talk, if it hasn't happened for you, your definition of what's happened for you, there's nothing wrong with you. One thing I had to learn in my life is that my definition, I have to define for myself what success really looks like and what it truly means to do what I love. Oftentimes we spend our time looking at other people and what they're doing in life, and we're just like, man, I want my life to look just like theirs. But do you realize what they had to go through to get what they got? Sometimes what they got to do to keep what they got. Many of us are not willing to do some of those things. And even those people who are at whatever level you're aspiring to, they don't even want to keep doing the things that they're doing to keep what they got. So I'm just very big on making sure that you define what's really your piece, your success. For example, with me, I define my success that I'm able to do what I love every day on a daily basis. Now, don't get me wrong, I would love to have a nice big fat paycheck. You know, I actually wrote a check to myself. I'm not going to tell you that amount, but it states for acting purposes that one day I'm going to cast that. And that was inspired to me by Jim Carrey, who did that years ago. Before he so-called made it big, he wrote a check to himself. For acting services rendered. So I just wanted to encourage you in that part that don't look at other people's lives as an indicator of you not being where you need to be. We all have a different path to walk, whether it's in the field of entertainment, whether it's in insurance, whether it's being a lawyer, or a doctor, whatever you're aspiring to, it's going to require you to have the tenacity to walk out your own path before you. So you can't get caught up in that. Another thing that I look at when it comes to living here in Los Angeles is that, hey man, I consider it success that me and my family, we've expanded out here and growing. We've been out in LA almost a decade now. And I've seen a lot of beautiful things happen, not just in my career, but in every one of my family members' lives. I've seen progress. I've seen growth. So that's something that inspires me more, too, is that the fact that when you're running a race, there are other people who are looking at you and they're inspired to run their race by you staying strong and keeping your tenacity and sticking with it no matter what and trying to find ways. So you got to look at that. I got to celebrate the little things, because there's a statistic that In the first year that people move out to Los Angeles, 90% of the people who move out to Los Angeles to work in the field of entertainment leave here within the first 10 months. I'm not going to try to figure out why they do that. I'm just celebrating the fact that I'm still here and I'm still grinding. A lot of people say, well, hey, you can build your career in any city now. And that's true, but I still say to a certain extent. Because I look at the fact that out here, I'm surrounded by creatives on a daily basis. Majority of my circle are people who work in the field of entertainment or they're entrepreneurs, which inspires me to never quit and never give up. I'm surrounded by people every day who are constantly trying to create a new project, and we're always reaching out to each other and trying to build together. So outside of the production companies, which is beautiful that they're all here, the fact is there's a lot more here. I've built some beautiful relationships, and we build together, we create together. A lot of cool content is coming your way too. Stay tuned. Another thing is I'm very grateful for some very good friends I have in my life. I won't name them right now, but one day when that opportunity comes, I'm going to list those names of everybody who stood beside me and my family in this incredible journey. And they believed. They believed in everything that we are doing. They didn't doubt. That's one of the best things you can do is like, you got to look at the fact that who's in your circle, who's rooting for you. It doesn't have to be a big circle. Matter of fact, I like small circles. The smaller, the better. Why? Because less drama. Those are the people that you run with. I don't need a big crew to run with. I have a nice, tight circle of people that I run with, and we encourage each other. We lift each other up, and we make sure we are all pushing towards goals that we set in this life. It's a beautiful thing. And so I look at all those things that are happening in my life, and hey, I got to celebrate that fact. I want to encourage you. Each and every actor, when I say there's nothing wrong with you, I want you to know it's not about you oftentimes when you do your audition. I've had talks with a number of casting directors, producers. There are so many things that take place once you submit an audition. You cannot look at it like, oh, I must not be a good actor. If I haven't booked this, I haven't booked that. Or, you know what? You got to do your audition and you got to just let it go. Turn the page, you move forward, and you go on to the next thing. What gives you peace during the process is that you are constantly creating your own projects. Whether you're writing, whether you're doing a podcast, whether you're reaching out and connecting with other people. Stay focused. Stay grinding. Stay busy in a good way. There's people who are busy in a negative way, and that busyness is not taking you far. If you don't want to be busy just for busy's sake. You want to be somebody who's constantly creating. To me, I look at auditions as, you know, they're incredible opportunities for casting directors and for producers to get a chance to see me. And if I've been called before casting directors numerous times, hey, that's a great thing. So I just kind of as the fact, hey, they see something in me, but I can't wait for them to reach out and say yes. Do I want them to say yes? But I can't let them define my career. Many of us will sit here and we'll define our careers by, oh, I haven't gotten a call from this casting director or this producer. I've worked so hard. I've done this. I've trained. I've trained. I've created reels. I've done the work. And nobody sees me. It's time for you to start seeing yourself. The funny thing is, as you start building your own table, people who wouldn't let you come to their table, they want to come and sit at your table now. It's kind of interesting how that happens, but people are more attracted to when they see stuff happening in someone else's life. I often get asked, so, you know, what projects are you working on? What things are you working on? Because people are trying to see how serious you are about this journey. They're not just, they want to make sure you're not just waiting around for something magical to happen to you in your career that changes your life. They're seeing if you're looking at that person in the mirror and making sure that person takes full accountability and responsibility for their life, for their career, for what happens to them. Now, I'm a man of faith. I put my faith in God throughout this whole journey. And I'm grateful for what he's inspired and put in me to do this. Because a lot of people, as they see my walk, have been inspired not just to become an actor, but they've been inspired to do other things in their lives that they had put on hold for so long. Life is very, very short. I always say life's short. It's time to write your script. You know, quit watching all these other people's lives. What about you? What do you have to offer? Each and every one of us has a unique purpose in this world. Yes, almost 8 billion people in this world, each one has a unique purpose. And it's incumbent upon that person to work hard and to seek it out and to find the path that God wants them to walk. There's something beautiful when you do the work and you really seek what God has for you in his life. And you don't allow yourself to be defined by what other people say about you. It's a beautiful thing. And when you can show up confident in who you are, nobody can take that from you. When you know who you are, nobody can take that from you. No opportunity can make you feel small. Nothing. So that's why I encourage you all to stay the course in whatever you're doing in life. Yeah, it might get a little hard. But you know what? If it wasn't hard, you know, your opportunity would be flooded with people trying to do the same thing that you're doing. So I celebrate when I look around and I don't see a lot of people who look like me doing this. Because that means, one, there's a plenty of opportunity for me. But two, that means I'm doing something especially designed for my life. Don't be somebody that feels like, oh, I don't have this and that. Because if you're defining your success based upon a material item, you will never have peace and you'll never have true success. Because everything that you acquire in this world is going to break down. You can build the nicest house in the world and eventually a pipe is going to burst. A toilet is going to overflow. You can have the nicest car in the world. Eventually that car is going to break down. Matter of fact, the more expensive the car, the more expensive the repairs. So all these things that we get and we use as status symbols really are not. You know, it's really just a bunch of, you know what, you know, I ain't going to say what it is. But you can read between the lines of what I'm saying. Reach down deep. There's something special and unique in each and every person. Stop watching inspiring lies. It's time to become one. That's why I wanted to speak to you today. It was just on my heart to rant for a minute and just encourage people, especially as we're looking at the possible strike of the Screen Actors Guild. We don't know just yet, but by July 12th, we'll have a better feel for that. And with the writers, the WGA, with them striking, it's hard on a lot of people who are creatives out here in LA and New York and across the country. New content is not just readily being created right now, at least by the production companies. So during these times, that's when you have to look at the fact that no matter what happens, if I'm going to hang in there in this career, I got to know why I'm doing it. I got to have a tenacity. I got to do other things that create income for me that allows me to stay in this industry. I have several different things that I do to earn income from time to time that allows me to stay in the industry. You have to take that ownership. You cannot be the type of person that's sitting around and just waiting for somebody to call. Because if you're waiting, trust me, you're going to be waiting a very, very long time. I look at the fact that a lot of people talk about moving out to L.A. and they say, well, just as I mentioned earlier, they say, well, I don't know if I really need to do that anymore. Yeah, if you know how to, you know, use social media the right way and build a platform, yeah, you can build a brand. But to me, there's still nothing that takes the place of living in a city like this that's going to create a drive and a grind in you and help you remember why you're doing it. There's no comfort in living in this city. It really isn't. You cannot be comfortable in Los Angeles. I've come to that conclusion. Yes, even you know, the A-listers, they don't live in Los Angeles proper. Trust me, they live way out in different parts. Now, they've developed a level of comfort. But majority of people who are building careers and creating new content and trying to get their brand established, they're not comfortable. Comfort is the enemy of progression. I know some people are like, man, but I want to be comfortable. I want this. I get it. I get it, you know. Everybody wants a soft pillow at night. But the softer pillow, the longer you sleep. The longer you sleep, the longer you lose. So you have to have a drive within yourself. So I just wanted to speak that to you right now. Just speak a word of encouragement to you. And to let you know that it's not you. It's not you. There's nothing wrong with you. But you have to ask yourself, am I doing the work? Am I training when I'm not acting? Am I reading books on acting when I'm not acting? And am I reading scripts every day? Am I reading a script? If I'm not on set, am I reading a script? Am I like breaking down the script? Am I writing when I'm not acting? Or am I pouting and looking in the mirror saying, well, what was me? I guess this wasn't meant to be. Those are hard, tough questions you have to ask yourself, but that's the challenge to you, is that if you really want to see this happen, you have to be willing to, you know, count the costs, take the steps, and do the things to make it happen for yourself. And as you do that, I promise you, the door will open wider than you could have ever imagined. Yeah, I love you. And with that being said, make sure you subscribe to the Produce Podcast on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, and every other podcast platform out there. Don't forget to like, share, and, you know, comment either. You know, don't forget to do that on this video. I'd love to hear from you guys. What are you thinking? How are you processing this? And also, just remember this. Be kind. You never know what somebody's going through. Love you. Until I see you again, peace.
Damon Collins. Thank you for listening and watching the Produce Your Own Life podcast with Rodney Damon Collins. Be sure to rate, like, subscribe, and share on all podcast and social media platforms. If you have questions or would like to be a guest on the show, feel free to reach out to us anytime at produceyourownlifetv@gmail.com. Remember, life is a script. It's time to write your story. Until next time, produce your own life. Thank you for listening and watching the Produce Your Own Life podcast with Rodney Damon Collins. Be sure to rate, like, subscribe, and share on all podcast and social media platforms. If you have questions or would like to be a guest on the show, feel free to reach out to us anytime at produceyourownlifetv@gmail.com. Remember, life is a script. It's time to write your story. Until next time, produce your own life.